the George Shearing Quintet, meaning Shearing on piano, Joe Roland vibes, Dick Evans guitar, Al McKibben on bass, and Denzel Best on the drums, Taking a Chance on Love, 1956, for MGM, Long Playing Records, Billy Eckstein and George Shearing, a great combination there. J.J. Johnson and Kai Winding, known at the time as J and K, 1954 for Savoy, with Wally Cirillo on piano, Charles Mingus on bass, and Kenny Clark on the drums, are going to give you Bernie's Tune. J.J. Johnson and Kai Winding, known as J&K, in 1954 for Savoy, Long Playing Records, and Bernie's Tune. On piano, Wally Cirillo. At bass, Charles Mingus. And on the drums, the great Kenny Clark. J.J. Johnson, Kai Winding. For your listening pleasure. And I love that Mingus descending pattern there at the end, just like he was going to do with his bands. I mean, that full force of the freight train going on the track at 100 miles an hour. Anita O'Day now from McGregor Transcriptions. These are rare things done by Ms. O'Day in Hollywood 1944. She's backed by Nat Cole on piano. That's good. Oscar Moore on guitar. Also good. And Johnny Miller on bass. Equally good. Known as the Nat Cole Trio of that time. And here she is, Anita O'Day.
To walk with all by myself, no one to talk with, I'm happy on the shelf, ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you. I know for certain the one I love, I'm through with flirting, it's just you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jackie Horner, up in a corner, he don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about it, just me and my radio. And misbehaving, saving my love for you. No one to walk with by myself, no one to talk with, I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love, through with flooding, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jackie Horner, up in a corner, he don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you. Picture a penthouse way up in the sky, with hinges on chimneys for stars to go by. A sweet slice of heaven for just you and I when we're alone. From all of society we'll stay aloof and live in propriety there on the roof. To heavenly hermits we'll be in truth when we're alone. For we'll view life's mad pattern as we view all Manhattan. Then we can thank our lucky stars that we're living just as we are. In our little penthouse we'll always contrive to keep love and romance forever alive. In view of the Hudson just over the drive when we're alone. we'll view life's mad pattern as we view old Manhattan. Then we can thank our lucky stars that we're living as we are. In our little penthouse, we'll always contrive to keep love and romance forever alive. In view of the Hudson, just over the drive, when we're alone. I can't give you anything but love, baby, for that's the only thing I've got plenty of, my baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, why you're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things you've always pined for, gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, my baby, I can't give you, I can't give you anything but love. Like to see you looking so swell, baby. Diamond bracelets Woolworth doesn't sell, my pretty baby. Until that lucky day, you know darn well, my baby, but I can't give you any. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on. Look up, and greet your maker, for Gabriel blows his horn. Weary, toting such a load, traveling down that lonesome road. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on. Down that lonesome road. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on. Rosetta, my Rosetta, in my heart, dear, there's no one but you. For you told me that you loved me, never leave me for somebody new. You made my whole life a dream, and I pray that you'd make it all come true. Rosetta, my Rosetta, please say I'm just the one there for you.
Thank you.
Anita O'Day started things out for you right there. And they're rare things, actually, those McGregor transcriptions from Hollywood, 1944. And she was backed by an all-star trio, Nat Cole, Oscar Moore guitar, Johnny Miller on bass, Nat Cole, of course, on the piano. They sang Ain't Misbehavin' by Fats Waller and Andy Rezef, Penthouse Serenade by Val Burton and Will Jason, I Can't Give You Anything But Love by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, Lonesome Road by Nat Shilkret and Gene Austin, and Rosetta by Earl Hines and Harry Wood. And then I moved in just the composer to be there on the piano, solo piano, 1939. Earl Hines playing his composition, Rosetta. This is The Art of Jazz, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and
wonder why I treat you so. You should have sense enough to know, my good girl, I don't love you no more. My good girl, I don't love you no more. You may say that I'm changing fast, but good things in life don't never last. Good girl, I don't love you no more. It's good girl, I don't love you no more. You used to treat me like a dog, but now I learned to hop from broad to broad. Now, good girl, I don't love you no more. It's good girl, I don't love you no more. If you die, not good girl, I don't love you no more. Good girl, I don't love you no more. Good gal, I don't love you no more. It's good gal, I don't love you no more.
Charlie Spann right there playing the piano from a long time ago, Richmond, Indiana, 1929. Good gal, vocal and piano, and on guitar behind him, Josh White. Here are the Rampart Street Paraders, 1954, and Fred Ollert and Joe Young's I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter.
Mm-hmm.
The Rampart Street Paraders, 1954 for Columbia Records, and Fred Allert, Joe Young's I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter. The band, on bass sax, Joe Rushton Jr., on piano, Stan Reitzman, Eddie Miller on tenor, Clyde Hurley trumpet, Matty Matlock clarinet, and Abe Lincoln, that's right, that's his name, on trombone. The Rampart Street Paraders, 1954 for Columbia Long Playing Records. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and...
Endless Knot and So Much Yarn, side by side at First and Bell. Endless Knot offers small to plus size Asian-inspired clothing, scarves, jewelry, and accessories. So Much Yarn features fine yarn, classes, and handmade gifts. Authentic expression at your fingertips. All part of the Belltown experience.
Hoagy Carmichael, I was talking about earlier in the program. Here's another by him. The lyricist is Ned Washington. And a beautiful rendition for you by Joe Stafford and Paul Weston's arrangement and his orchestra in 1956 for Columbia Records. Here is The Nearness of You.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. Isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation? Oh no, it's just the nearness of you.
Joe Stafford started things out for you on that set, doing Hoagy Carmichael and Ned Washington's The Nearness of You from 1956. And there, in Los Angeles, 1957, Harry Sweets Edison, his trumpet, and his sextet for Verve Records. Ben Webster, tenor saxophone, Oscar Peterson, piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown, bass, and Alvin Stoller playing the drums. And they call that Blues for the Blues. We're going to have one more by that band. But first, this is 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and celebrating 20 years of All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you, and you, and you. Here's that same band doing Blues for Bill Basie. Thank you. Harry Sweets Edison Sextet. Right there. From Los Angeles, 1957, for Verve Records, one they call Blues for Bill Basie. Edison on trumpet and Ben Webster's tenor saxophone. Oscar Peterson at the piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Ray Brown bass, and Alvin Stoller playing drums. Harry Sweets Edison. Blues for Bill Basie. Right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Up next is Dakota Staton, who's going to sing for you, beautifully, as she always did. From Storyville, George Wein's Club in Boston. The year is 1961. The record company is Capitol Records. The only other person on this, I keep trying to find out who's here, but Norman Simmons, who was accompanying her on piano quite a bit at this time, is here. The others, we don't know. We keep trying to find out. Louis Jordan and Billy Austin wrote it. It's called Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby.
I got a man who's always late every time we have a date, but I love him. Yes, I love him. I'm going to walk up to his gate, see if I can get it straight, 'cause I love him. Yes, I'm going to ask him, well, is you is or is you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately makes me doubt. You is still my baby, baby. Seems the flame in your heart done gone out. A fella is a creature who has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you know he's gone and made a change. Well, is you is or is you ain't my baby? Or has my baby found somebody new? Or is my baby still my baby too?
Dakota Staton started things from Storyville in Boston, 1961. For Capitol Records and a Louis Jordan Billy Austin hit, Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby. And then Errol Garner, 1958, with Eddie Calhoun on bass and Kelly Morton on drums, doing Richard Whiting's 1929 Beauty Louise. All of that for Columbia Records. Errol Garner, 1958. Dakota Staton, 1961. For you. I'm going to do a composition by Peter DeRose. He didn't write a lot of things, but he wrote some beauties. This one, he collaborated with Billy Hill. Les Brown and his band of renown in 1958 are going to do it. It's called In a Little Street in Singapore. Composition by Peter DeRose. I was talking about him before that. He didn't write a lot of stuff, but it was good stuff that he wrote. And that was Les Brown and his band of renown playing in 1958 for Capitol Records on A Little Street in Singapore. Ray Sims trombone, Dave Pell's tenor saxophone, and the piano work of Jeff Clarkson. Les Brown's band. My favorite, I think, I always say that I say that and then I change my mind, but of the Peter DeRose compositions is this one, and he collaborated with Mitchell Parrish on it. So here's Peter DeRose and Mitchell Parrish, and my favorite of Peter DeRose. Thank you.
name with a sigh.
I tell you, and it does help if you have the high lows to sing it in a Frank Comstock arrangement of it. Peter DeRose and Mitchell Parrish's Deep Purple, done by the High Lows in 1957 for Columbia, long playing records. Here's Donald Byrd, his trumpet, his composition, Boopaloop, Jackie McLean on alto, Duke Pearson playing the piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Lex Humphreys playing drums for Blue Note. Donald Byrd.
little while to labor in a bed that's always straight. Just a little more heart trouble in this low and sinful state. Then we'll all go marching over, marching to the pearly just a little while to stay, just a little while to wait, just a little while to labor in a bed that's always straight. Just a little more heart trouble in this low and sinful state. And we'll all come on. Just a little while to stay, just a little while to wait, just a little while to labor in a bed that's always straight. Just a little more trouble in this growing sinful state. Then we'll all come on.
Contrasting set there, as it should be. Donald Byrd's trumpet and his composition Buffaloop for Blue Note Records, 1959. Byrd on trumpet, Jackie McLean on alto saxophone, Duke Pearson piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Lex Humphreys playing drums. George Lewis and his clarinet and his band in Oxford, Ohio, 1954, is issued by Riverside Long Playing Records, and the traditional Just a Little While to Stay Here, as sung for you by the drummer in the band, Joe Watkins. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Let's do a couple in this set. We'll start with Tal Farlow and his guitar, and then the vocal work of Mary Ann McCall. Thank you.
when you're in love, and I'm so in love, there's nothing in life but you. I never regret the years I'm giving, they're easy to give. When you're in love, I'm happy to do whatever I do for you. For you. Maybe I'm a fool, but it's fun. People say you wave of your hand, darling, it's grand. They just don't understand living for you. It's easy living, it's easy to live when you're in love, and I'm so in love. There's nothing in life but you. The stars shine bright in the sky, full of love for you and I. We two
Al Farlow's guitar started that set, and he was with Barry Galbraith doing rhythm guitar, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and Joe Morello on the drums, and a beauty by Howard Dietz and Arthur Swartz called If There's Someone Lovelier Than You, on a Norgran 10-inch long-playing record, 1954, Al Farlow's guitar. Marianne McCall from 1956 for Savoy Records, and a beautiful Ernie Wilkins arrangement of Easy Living, written by Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin, and the tenor sax solo in there was Zoot Sims. Marianne McCall, August 1956, for Savoy Records. Let me see if I can get this paper going. My notes, I'd write up my notes for myself, and I jot down ideas as I go along during the program, tape stuff at home. Here's Ellington in Hollywood, 1947, one he wrote called Hiya Sue. We'll hear the excellent trombone work of Tyree Glenn, the equally excellent tenor saxophone work of Jimmy Hamilton, unusual for him, usually clarinet, and Johnny Hodges' beautiful alto saxophone. Duke Ellington, Hollywood, 1947, and Hiya Sue. Yeah. Duke Ellington, Duke Ellington in 1947 for Columbia Records. And when he calls Hi Ya Sue with Tyree Glenn's trombone and Jimmy Hamilton's tenor saxophone. And Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone. From the same time, Lady of the Lavender Mist, a beauty by Ellington. For Hodges, Jimmy Hamilton, Harry Carney's baritone saxophone, and the wonderful trombone work of Lawrence Brown. Thank you. Duke Ellington for Columbia Records, 1947, and Lady of the Lavender Mist. Before I continue with more of Ellington from this session, let me say this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons between 3 and 6, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and All That Jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Continuing with the Columbia 78 records of 1947, the band was in Hollywood at this time. This is called Women, written by Ellington and lyric by John Latouche. And the vocal will be by the trumpet player, Ray Nance. You'll hear Johnny Hodges' alto saxophone. And a trumpet player usually associated with the great Erskine Hawkins band, Dud Bascom, is here to play a beautiful solo on his trumpet. Here's Women, written by Duke Ellington, featuring Ray Nance on vocal.
In spite of science, we find there is still one thing, a deep, dark mystery, and that is a woman's mind. So beware, for the women, women, women are lying in wait for you. And if you care for the women, 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 then order a tomb with a view. And if you have a flair for the women, 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 you will need it before you are through.
From now on. So what if Tuesday to Sunday the sun keeps saying howdy? It won't change my mood. I just sit and brood. As far as I'm concerned, it's Monday and it's cloudy. It's winter through the year. Since you went, they tell me spring was here. But what has it meant? My life is simply nothing. It's as bare as a dying tree. 'Cause it's Monday every day. Baby, tell you, come back to me. Baby, tell you, come back to me.
Thank you.
That's all Duke Ellington in 1947 for Columbia, 78 records. We started with Women, written by Ellington and John Latouche, and featuring on trumpet and vocal Ray Nance. Then a Sid Robin hit of the time, It's Monday Every Day, and Al Hibbler's vocal and Lawrence Brown's trombone. Then Put Yourself in My Place, Baby, sung by Dolores Parker, Harold Shorty Baker's gorgeous sound on trumpet, Billy Strayhorn taking over at the piano for Duke Ellington. Put Yourself in My Place, Baby, if I remember correctly, was a Hoagy Carmichael, Frankie Lane collaboration. Ellington, 1947. This is 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and celebrating 20 years of All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.